We continue to follow breaking news out of Baltimore this morning, where a massive container ship hit the Key Bridge, causing it to collapse into the Patapsco River.
Joining us live now to dig deeper into what might have happened here is Ben Schaefer. He's a structural engineer and professor at Johns Hopkins University. Thank you for joining us, Professor. We've seen the video. We see the ship hit the support pillars. Obviously, that's something very bad to happen. But what surprised me, and I guess a lot of other people, is this sort of domino effect of section after section of the bridge going down. Can you explain exactly what happened here?
Yeah, I'll do my best, and sorry to this is how we get to meet with a tragedy.
Right.
In the,
yeah, and yeah, what you suspect happened, of course.
Yeah. Yes. You know, so watching the video, like everyone has, and looking at the first couple seconds of it, you know, it seems to be a case of a bridge supported at two points, and you lose one of them. So the bridge falls directly down. When the ship strikes, and nothing really changes in the superstructure in the first few seconds as it's just moving vertically down, because it's lost its support. Then it can't accommodate that movement any further, and then you start to see pieces of the bridge collapse and dominoes over, you know, that 30 seconds of that video. Had it been a shorter span bridge, the whole thing would have happened the same way, but just much faster. Can't support something on just two legs and expect to lose one.
Well, we know this bridge went up in the 1970s. Do you think age has anything to do with how it went down?
Yeah, I mean, I have no indication of that. Is it, you know, sound bridge design and had been used in other locations, and service was there was no indications of problems with it over time. You know, with any bridge, there's maintenance issues. You know, 50 years into its design life and with its foundation. I don't think there's many bridges that are going to survive a container ship hit on one of its major two supports, directly as we saw this morning.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, I mean, aren't bridges designed with the fact that they might get bumped into in mind? Granted, this was a gigantic ship, but so I guess that answers the question.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's two aspects of that. One is, you know, container ships have changed a lot since the 1970s, and they're bigger and bigger and bigger. When you see the images now, the container ship is as wide as the bridge was tall. It's the scales are almost similar. It isn't a little boat that's just sort of drifting by and needs to be guided away. I don't know the details of the protection system directly at the bridge, or you know how they use or don't use tugboats to manage coming into the port. Certainly, I do think if we're going to have lessons learned, it's going to be around that kind of sort of port maintenance and the way we handle getting the ships in and out when it's going through critical infrastructure like this.
And should we be worried about more aging infrastructure across our country?
Yeah, worried is a difficult word. I mean, there is a number of experts that work hard and to communicate to everybody about what we're trying to do with our infrastructure. Needless to say, the American Society of Civil Engineers and the various state highway associations have indicated many times that they need additional funding to try to keep the infrastructure in better shape. So I think everyone's doing the best with what they can. Infrastructure investment, as we've had a little bit now in this current administration, is helpful. But there's still a lot of work to be done for an infrastructure that was, largely built, 50 plus years ago for the country.
We appreciate you making some sense out of this for us. That is Ben Schaefer, a structural engineer and professor at Johns Hopkins University.